Aircheckdownloads.com.
Yes, yes, we're awake, goddammit. Mark Gregory's Morning Glory, Rock Radio.
804 at Rock Radio, 24/7 classic rock for the Northeast on digital DAB and of course online as well at rockradio.co.uk. Mark Gregory's Morning Glory for Friday morning. All the stuff to come between now and 9 o'clock, including the first of two tracks today from our Album of the Week this week, released this coming Monday. It is, of course, Fork in the Road from Neil Young. Your chance to scoop those Jackson Brown tickets as well just before the Rock News Centre at 8:30 with the Rock Hard Noise. But this is the day in rock, March the 27th, that in 1973, I'm loving this day in rock fact, the Grateful Dead's Jerry Garcia is busted for doing over 55 miles per hour on the New Jersey Turnpike. But a $15 fine soon turns into an overnight stay at the local jail and $2,000 bail when the police find, guess what? Oh yes, pot, cocaine and LSD in his car. Now how's that for an irony? Jerry Garcia caught speeding this day in rock, March the 27th, 1973, and yet just about the only recreational stimulant the boys in blue didn't find in his glove box that evening, by the sounds of it, was amphetamine sulfate. It's Mark Gregory's Morning Glory. Big news for spandex fetishists. Next on The Big Show, after Def Leppard, Animal at Rock Radio.
Rock Radio recommends.
Of course, the lead female vocal on that. Meatloaf's only worldwide number one hit single. She must be minted. Newcastle's very own Lorraine Crosby, a.k.a. Mrs. Loud. Rock Radio recommends this week the brand new album, Mrs. Loud, out. Lorraine Crosby here live at Rock HQ this morning.
Good morning, and I'm not minted.
Rock Radio, under the covers.
Of course, we do the classic rock cover version every day at around about this time, and as well as featuring the, what should we call them, well-worn reworkings, we do like to treat you to some of the more obscure takes on all-time classics. And this morning, I feel we may have hit the proverbial motherlode. Today, under the covers, I give you Grey Delisle. You may know her better as Daphne from Scooby-Doo and her version of Bohemian Rhapsody. A Rock Radio.
Mama just killed a man.
Rock Radio.
At 8:11 at Rock Radio, we've got the latest headlines, the sport and the five-word weather from the Rock News Centre in just over 20 minutes after the Rock Hard Noise, of course, with those Jackson Brown tickets up for grabs. But if Jackson Brown isn't quite your thing, maybe you hanker for the days of spandex and leg warmers. The sight of a platinum highlighted poodle perm leaves you all of a glow inside. Yes, Rocklahoma, the premier 80s music festival, being held from July the 9th to the 12th in Pryor, Oklahoma, has announced 32 of over 90 bands that are going to be playing at this, the third annual event, signed on to appear so far. Cop this lot. Twisted Sister, Great White, Vixen, Saxon, Helix, Danger Danger, Warrant, Night Ranger, Nelson, Keel, Kicks, Bang Tango, The LA Guns, Brittany Fox, Faster Pussycat, and amazingly, Big Cock. More bands set to be announced in the upcoming weeks, including the three main stage headliners. One outfit I find it hard to imagine would be treading the boards at the world's biggest hair metal fest this summer are this lot. Former Rock Radio Recommends band opening for The Boss this summer, fellow New Jersey residents, the Gaslight Anthem. This is the title track from the 59 Sound at Rock Radio.
The Rock Vault on Rock Radio.
Of course, we go off the beaten track every morning between 11:30 and 11:45 with an unheralded gem from one of the greatest monsters of rock. Or indeed, as with today's outfit, we honour one of rock's greatest also-rans. This morning, a band mentored by none other than Paul Stanley and Miami Steve Van Zandt, formed in New York in the early 1990s from the remnants of an unbelievably disparate bunch of outfits, including the Plasmatics, the Power Station Chic, and Shallow no less. Today in the Rock Vault, the mighty Crown of Thorns. This is The Healer at Rock Radio.
Rock Radio.
Mark Gregory's Morning Glory here, of course, every single day consecutively since April the 1st, 2008. And we're on the live soundstage here at Rock HQ with local heroes Get Vegas. Don't forget, they open for Thunder tonight at the Newcastle City Hall. Second track from them today, Something Has to Change. Live and acoustic at Rock Radio.
But for now I'll keep my faith.
Rock Radio.
Right then, first we had Johnny Rotten, chosen as an English icon to represent country like butter, of all things, on their latest national TV campaign. Now we've got the legend that is Iggy Pop, fronting an ad for the insurance company, isn't it? SwiftCover.com. So this morning we ask, which other rock star would you pick to sell what product? You can join in, of course, through the website rockradio.co.uk. Like this lot, Mick in Felling says, Mark, Marilyn Manson to say, I should have gone to Specsavers for my contact lenses. Lorraine in Berwick Hills, Angus Young, Mark, to feature on the big back to school campaign for any major department store. Colin in Heaton comes up with Spinal Tap, suggesting they appear in a short film on behalf of the Wiltshire Tourist Board, selling the virtues of, yes, Stonehenge as a tourist destination. Susan in Killingworth gets in touch, says Mark, Nikki Six to speak on behalf of a company specialising in medical resuscitation equipment. Yes, I've read The Dirt by Motley Crue as well, Susan in Killingworth. She says, he could say, hi, I'm Nikki Six. This little beauty kick-started my heart and it could do the same for you. Do you know what? Susan in Killingworth, I'm going to give you the clap. Yes, don't worry, as you should well know by now, it's just a light smattering of canned applause. Which rock star would you choose to sell what product? The rock topic today at Mark Gregory's Morning Glory. Get in touch, rockradio.co.uk.
Every morning from 7. Yes, that's every morning. 7 days a week from 7. Mark Gregory's Morning Glory on Rock Radio. Nutter.
Aircheckdownloads.com.